So it has been 45 years since Czech TV went on the air. The newsreel is 29 years old. Vuskert Patrick was with Czech TV News when it began back in 1972. And he's still with us and remembers best of the best the way we were.
It began November 30th, 1956, when Czech TV went on the air after local broadcaster David Armstrong acquired a license. He built his studios beside a field in Saanich on Epsom Drive. It all ends at midnight tonight, when Czech TV becomes CH, and Czech will be gone forever.
Hudson, I'm amazed to how you can maintain your young, youthful look.
Yeah, you're right, my goodness. I know, can you imagine that I ever looked like that? I looked like I ate him.
You miss Czech?
I am, you know, but it really isn't going away. It's going to be the same commitment we've always had to the people of Vancouver Island.
When Czech TV News first went on the air in the fall of 1972, the anchors were in black and white from these old cameras. But the cameramen in the field were shooting color 16mm film. A lot of confusion as anchors appeared in black and white and then the story popped up in color. People tried to adjust their sets. Back then in the early 70s, we used typewriters and six carbon copies. The Czech's first news director, Mike Adamson. Anchors included Harry Barisoff and Andy Steven. The field cameramen were called Mickey. Watch those big ears. We like to have fun at Czech and have been painting community portraits for 45 years.
Well, tonight, sadly, we must report that... Excuse me, Stumpy has passed away.
So that's about it for a look at the weekend. Basically, pretty quiet.
See?
All time I faced the sight of a pig around me in the mud. Ain't this weather strange?
You had to have a sense of humor to last in this business, but it wasn't always fun. In the 1970s, someone in Nanaimo with a high-powered rifle took a shot at me and cameraman Alan Walton. Fortunately, they missed. When the Prime Minister came to town, so did Lloyd, the most trusted anchor, and Tupper, the big man with the big voice who pokes fun at all of us, checking around with Terry, and Allison, who went to CNN. Lee Jung and Jill both went to the Big Smoke. Robin Adair, who reminded us we're on an island surrounded by water. And Lee Mackenzie, as we called her in this newsroom, an icon of Lunch on the Tube. The other Mr. Robertson, not of CTV fame, but sportscaster supreme. Mark Jan Vroom, a big boss in Toronto now. And Gene's Daily Edition. The guy you never see who writes all those words. Rick Wormald, infamy, infamy, they all got an infamy, he says. This guy needs a haircut. He started back in 72. And Ida Clarkson began broadcasting in 1961, still the first lady of television. Czech TV salutes you, for you have made us strong. This is Kirkpatrick signing off for the last time, this way, Czech TV News.
And we'll have a final look at what's ahead for us and for you later on Czech TV Late News.